The man affectionately known as Doc earned that nickname in 1942 when he graduated from the Indiana University School of Medicine. Bowen served in World War II, and the GI glasses he wore became his signature as he entered politics, eventually becoming the first governor since the 1850s to win two consecutive terms in office.
He represents all of the good elements, if you will, of what public service is about.
Sally Jo Vasico, the co-director of the Bowen Center for Public Affairs at Ball State University, says Bowen's election slogan, "He hears you," wasn't bluster.
He was a tough negotiator, and it wasn't, you know, and I've talked with folks who've worked with him, and he knew what he wanted to do and how he wanted to accomplish it, but he still listened.
As news of Bowen's passing spread over the weekend, his fellow Republicans were quick to issue statements lauding the change the state's 44th governor made while in office. Governor Mike Pence called Bowen's story, quote, as inspiring as it is uniquely Hoosier, and noted what he called Bowen's season of reform in taxes, health care, and government administration. Congressman Todd Rokita recalled the former governor visiting his office when Rokita was a newly elected 30-year-old Secretary of State, just so Bowen could, in Rokita's words, check on the young guy. The state's 49th governor, Mitch Daniels, called Bowen, quote, the living embodiment of the virtues we associate with our state, modesty, honesty, kindness. Ball State's Sally Jo Vasico says that's how she remembers him, too.
That sincerity. And also, I think in the years that I've gotten to know him, that little twinkle in his eye, which is it's a quality that you could always tell that something's coming, because this little twinkle, this little glint is there, and this little smile is coming.
Governor Bowen also served from 1985 to 1989 as Ronald Reagan's third Secretary of Health and Human Services. He left that post to return to his medical practice in the small Marshall County town of Bremen, where he heard from patients instead of constituents. Otis Bowen was 95 years old. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.